Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the podcast. This is Off the Air. It's more banter, less filter. That is the tagline. So conversations we have when the mics aren't on. It's Marcus, Corey, producer Jason.
Hello.
It's time for Corey's weird story of the day.
You know, I wanted to talk about this on the air, but I think it's just a little too much.
It's a bit too risque.
I love too much. Hit me.
So this woman, Belle Grace, is a popular OnlyFans star. Now, I personally have not been on OnlyFans. I only know what you guys have told me.
I'm going to Google her.
Is it? I
what
mean,
is
it's
this OnlyFans that you speak of?
It's a site where people go on.
I know.
Is it usually X-rated?
It's nudies.
R-rated?
Yep.
And there's actual like adult content, like videos and stuff.
What's her name?
Oh,
Belle
I see
Grace.
I'm seeing her. Let's take a look.
Is she fine?
We're just doing this for show purposes. She's not my type. Here she is.
Let me see.
I'll show Marcus first. He's closer. She's like too much, too big. I like a more natural look.
Yeah.
Where it's like you're inflated because, and some guys like that. Super big boobs, super big butt.
Also, but she looks like she's 16.
I gotta show Corey.
Oh, and she's too heavily filtered for me. Ladies, keep it natural.
Yeah.
You're beautiful without the filters.
Yeah.
She's got a lot going on.
She is not my type in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Anyway. Well,
anywho, the reason we're talking about her, she had a medical career before she ditched it to do this OnlyFans, and apparently she's very popular, and she will do X-rated chats.
What does that mean? Everybody gets naked and talks about whatever?
Why are you asking me? I don't know.
No, it's like you're on FaceTime or whatever.
And you're asking them to do stuff, maybe?
Hey, how you doing? You know, you do a couple icebreakers, I'm sure.
Okay.
And then she goes like, so what are you into boobs? Or like, you know.
But she saved some guy's life, right?
She'll pull some nip out. Do whatever you want.
You know a lot about this. So.
I assume.
I guess he's naked,
so
too.
I've heard.
It's not just her. It's him. He's naked. And that's when her medical training kicked in. And she noticed one of his boys was bigger than the other one.
One of his testicles.
Okay.
Twig and berries.
Yeah, one of his berries was bigger than the other berry. So she told him about it, which I'm sure made him go from midnight to six. But he got it checked out, and he had an aggressive form of testicular cancer.
Oh, okay.
Which he caught in the nick of time because his OnlyFans favorite noticed his large and in charge berry.
See, this story is crazy to me because she noticed this because he is like spread eagle, pleasuring himself. She's got her stuff out, whatever he likes. And then all of a sudden,
she's like,
boom,
hold the phone.
She's like, your testicle is enlarged. You need to get that checked out. And to your point, killed the mood, but saved his life.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Kills the girlfriend experience.
Yeah, exactly. Kills the GFE.
Or does she?
Well, the thing is, I think that's interesting, too, is, you know, I wonder what kind of medical career she had that she's making more money as an OnlyFans star.
Dude.
You can make a grip doing that, dude.
But it's basically, you're basically a porn star.
Yes. Absolutely.
I mean, there's nothing to, I've never been on this site because I don't want anyone to ever look into my records and go, she was on OnlyFans.
And I've never paid. I mean, there's so much free porn out there.
Why pay for
it? What sucker is paying for this stuff? But
so there's a couple different sites that are free.
So I've never paid for anything, but I know that there's levels to the OnlyFans. So some chicks, they just want to show some boobs and that's it. They don't even want to go full frontal.
Right.
Some go full frontal.
Right.
Some film sex with their boyfriends or husband, hardcore self-made porns, and put that on there. You could do whatever you want.
Because I was on one of those free sites, and in the corner of the video, it said OnlyFans.
Right.
So, you know, they kind of...
Somebody yanked it off of OnlyFans and put it on the free site, apparently.
Mm. I don't know how that works.
You can make a grip, like thousands
of... How much is OnlyFans?
Thousands of dollars to tens of thousands of dollars.
It's not a
I think
set
subscriptions
price.
Set, vary, right?
No, yeah, I think you set your
you
own
set
prices
it.
For your content.
$2.99 a month, $5.99 a month.
You're basically paying me to do what you want. so I can set the price.
I think you can release some photos and videos that you choose, and then I think if you want, you could take requests.
Yeah, you can do it. Yeah, and that's I think is pretty common. I love how I'm prefacing everything by saying I think. I mean, so I've heard.
So here's what I do know. So you know that show Cobra Kai?
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's an actress on there. I've never seen the show, but I've known about this chick for a long time because I've always had a crush on her.
It's got to be Tori, right?
She's always been like a B-level, C-level
it's
actress.
Gotta be.
And
it's got to be. The redhead?
Like, it's like a mom.
Oh, it's one of the moms?
Yeah.
It's not Ralph Macchio's wife.
Hold on. I'll show you. Deora Baird is the chick's...
That's her name?
Is her name. This is her right here, Corey.
Yeah.
So she's on that show.
She is?
What is she doing?
I don't know. She's
show.
Someone's mom.
Here.
Because
she must be Johnny's ex on the show?
Because she joined OnlyFans, and then it was like a news story.
Uh-huh.
And people that were watching the show were excited about seeing this chick naked. And she makes millions. Because she has that platform for exposure and marketing. You know the show. You're a horny dude, you see her, you think she's hot, you Google her, then you find out that you can see her full frontal on the
right.
internet for $8, $10, whatever. She makes millions.
I'm still trying to figure out, she plays Shannon Keane on Cobra Kai. That's
Robbie's mom.
That's Robbie's mom.
That's gotta be, right?
I don't know.
That's gotta be Johnny's ex.
But she's like, see,
your man William
yes,
Zabka.
She is the mother of Robbie Keane okay. and the ex-girlfriend right. of Johnny Lawrence. Okay. So she's not in it that much as
yeah.
the other people,
it's
but she's in it.
To get the exposure to have guys thinking that she's hot, to give the marketing for her to make millions on this site.
You know who's fine, who I would like to see on OnlyFans is Carmen from Cobra Kai.
Oh, she's cute.
She's fine.
See?
She's more up Jason's alley anyway.
I don't know who
That's
she plays either.
That's the one that Johnny's dating right
oh,
now.
Oh, his girlfriend right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a big spoiler for you. Haven't watched this season, have you?
That's Miguel's mom. I just started, and I know what the spoiler is, and let's not.
Okay.
But the weird thing about OnlyFans is, I guess if you have enough money and enough time,
uh-huh.
why not pay for exactly what you want? Like, I want to see whoever's mom naked, and I want all the access to it. But like, you can Google this chick and see her naked on the internet for free.
That's the thing.
So like, why? I don't know.
I don't understand it. But when I was like really tapped and younger and didn't have a lot of money, and people were selling their panties online, I thought I could do that.
Oh yeah.
But then I thought, how do I do it without? You know, I wanted to use somebody else's image. I didn't want to use my own image.
But that's the hook.
I know.
People think you're hot, and then they want to sniff your socks. Joke.
No, we
it's
know
the
of,
way you said it.
Foot fetish is a real thing.
Oh, I know. And
we
it's,
know of another morning show that one of their interns, like, she started selling her socks
hey,
online.
She was a full-fledged staff member.
Okay,
please give her credit.
Sorry,
but I mean, she's super cute, and the show was syndicated, and she would send her used socks to people. And one of the guys on the show knew about the foot fetish community, so he knew how to tap her into the right portals, message boards. I don't even, God knows.
And but you can get really detailed. Like some of these people, like, what is it called when you seal it, like vacuum seal it?
Mm-hmm.
So it preserves
oh, yeah.
everything.
Cryovac.
Lock in the funk.
Oh, God.
I mean, with real talk.
What is happening right
yeah.
now?
Yeah. One time I was at, there was this fun store in Minneapolis. God, was it Sex World? They actually
so
had
sex stores. I can't keep them straight.
There was a coin operated ride, you know, like you see outside grocery stores, mm-hmm. except this one was just a giant penis with a saddle on it.
Whoa.
Oh my goodness.
Have you ever rode that?
It was broken.
Which oh. part do you ride?
Do you have a photo of you on that?
No.
Big old dong?
No, we don't. But you could buy three packs of magazines. And I like them for the articles. So you never knew what the second. So there'd be three magazines in a package. You didn't know what the second one was.
That's
You're
funny.
Taking a gamble. So one time it was a foot fetish, and it was eye opening.
Wait, what year was this? Was this a long time ago?
2004, 2005.
Magazines still exist. Do they still exist now?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Some people like
a lot
know,
of people
the
are
tangible.
Tactile.
The tactile.
I like to read the forums. I know. Trying to keep it somewhat.
I'm sorry, I know.
Not too graphic. You was really crazy about that place. Is when you walk in, there were also the rooms where you could go in and pay money, and the window goes up, and there's a live girl in there.
I've been to one of those.
I've seen them. I don't really. I almost said I don't understand. I do understand. It's not really for me.
But the funny thing is, before you go in there, there's like appetizers in the window before you go in the room. They just sit out, you know, kind of enticing you to come in. And one night we're in there and the girl's eating Taco Bell.
Really? I mean, everyone's got to take a break.
Get off the stage.
Like, I mean, you know.
She's like in the glass, like to entice you to come in. I'm like, well, if you split that Mexican pizza, I might.
Maybe that's hot for somebody.
Maybe.
There's a fetish for everything.
For everything.
Yeah, I've been to one of these. I forget what it's called, but it was on Broadway
peep show.
Or off Broadway.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Broadway and Columbus.
And you go in.
I've been to the same one.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. You go in and then you like put money in and the shade goes up. We were so drunk and it was like so late. I didn't realize it's not like, you know, soundproof glass. So I was like, wow, she's hairy. And
like, oh, wow.
The poor woman.
Jason.
One of the chicks I was with, she was a stripper. So she knew all about this. She was like, would you shut up? They can hear you. I was like, oh, I felt so terrible.
Aww.
I felt so terrible.
The one time.
How hairy?
I
don't know. Big bush.
She just looks so bored up in there. Like,
well, yeah.
You know, it's a gig.
Let's not get into the psychology of this. Yeah. We all know their backstories are not good ones.
No, I understand. But for me, if I'm going to go to a strip club, literally, Jason had this friend who's a stripper. He always talks about the girlfriend experience. When I would go to a strip club, I want you to be my chick for like 20 minutes. I'm weird that way.
You gotta be careful, man.
20 minutes? How much does that cost?
$350.
Oh my goodness.
You're supposed to pay per song.
$20 a song. Well,
but if you go up into VIP, it's $350 for 30 minutes.
Oh, we got totally hosed.
At least it was 10 years ago.
Jeff and I went somewhere in Houston, and this place had a reputation, and we got a dance, and the girl's like, I'll go home with you for $2,000. I'm like, dude, that's high-priced escort prices. You are not worth $2,000. No. But also, we didn't want to have, you know, we weren't doing it for that. But the last time we were there, the girl goes, okay, the song's over. You can decide if you want another song or not, but we charge you per song. This one hung out with us for 6 songs and was like, you owe me $500.
Yeah.
Oh, did you realize that up front?
No. And when we left, Jeff's like, I'm just going to pay it and we're going to leave.
Whoa, you paid it. I guess
because these two giant guys came out of the back to make
they're
sure
really
we paid.
Good at dude, I got to hand it to dancers and strippers and stuff. They're really good at the upsell. I remember my first time in a strip club. I was 18. We went to the Palladium in San Francisco and watched Steve Masters spin the New Wave hits. And that's a big time DJ from back in the day, Corey. Yeah. But anyway,
old head.
Before we walked into the Palladium, we went to this strip club where they were, I don't know, it was like an arena type situation. They're on stage, but then after the shows, they would walk out into the crowd.
Yeah.
This one chick sat down. She's like, hey, honey, you want a date? And I was like, whatever. And I didn't have a ton of cash. I'm 18.
You didn't realize that all this costs money?
Well, she sits down and then the server comes over and is like, what would you like to drink? And she just yells out, bottle of champagne, please.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what is that? What? What does that cost?
Yeah, she got you.
And
she
was like,
she's like, oh, there's a newbie.
Yeah. The guy was like, $50. And I'm holding 20.
You're lucky it's only 50.
And I was like, I don't have $50. So how much is a glass? $10. Which back then sounded like a grip.
Sure.
Like as it's coming out of my mouth right now, not that expensive.
Yeah.
But when you're 18 and you're literally holding $25 for the rest of the night because it's an 18 and over club, and how many Diet Cokes is that going to buy me? That's a lot of cash.
Jeez.
That chick drained me. For the next girl who came up and was like, tip for my show, I think I had a dime in my pocket and I flipped it into her little...
So you did have enough to cover... The first chick.
I did. But then she just kept ordering, and I wasn't in a... I was 18. Here's this chick completely naked sitting next to me, and all I know is I want her to keep sitting next to me, so I just... She took all my money. Took all my money.
It's funny, because we used to go with another couple when we were in Texas, and they were tons of fun, but every time we'd get there, he'd start counseling the dancers.
Oh, yeah,
what a buzzkill.
And he paid for their drinks, but I'm like, I don't want to sit next to you and hear about what happened to her and why she does what she does. We all know why.
No.
I mean, it's like you go in, it's like pulling Goofy's head off at Disney World. It's like, stop it.
Not all, Not all of them are like super traumatized.
No.
Some of them are just very comfortable being naked.
Sure.
And it's a gig they enjoy.
Sure.
I know.
That was the case with my friend. She was just the most confident person you'd ever meet.
Yeah.
And this was like
they're doing
an easy gig because these guys are like, yes, just hand over the
money. Yeah. Hand over fist. I'd do it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, no, I, there's like, and there's the whole, what is it where it's more like art than stripping?
Boudoir.
Burlesque.
There, like they're doing it more for the art. That's not about.
That's not a strip club.
No, but
that's different.
Yes, I don't want to lump strippers all in one group. No, that's very unfair of me. Just,
I remember we were planning our wedding like 11, 12 years ago, and I was on a different morning show, and I wanted to invite this. I had gone to school, college with her, the stripper.
Your friend who was a dancer.
Yeah, and then I was talking about, I let it go, like, yeah, like whoever, you know, the stripper. And then they were like, all my people in the morning, what? You can't let a stripper come to your wedding? I was like, you guys, strippers are people too.
Yeah,
first
right?
of all.
Did you ever hook up with her?
What?
Did you ever hook up with her?
No. When I first met her, I had a really big crush on her. And I actually told her I had a crush on her. And then she was like, that's cute, but no. And then we just stayed friends.
Okay. Because then you can't invite her. If it's somebody you've actually been physical with.
We were always just friends. Yeah. But it's a totally normal person, you know? So.
I had a girlfriend that became a stripper at the Gold Club. Jason, I think you've probably heard this story. But I went there with a friend of mine, I don't know, 15 years ago. And at the front desk is a girl that I was like, wait a minute, I know who that is. Didn't really talk to her, didn't say much. And then I go into the club. My buddy and I get dances. I end up in VIP because that was my thing 15 years ago. So don't judge. I come back down and my buddy goes, dude, there is a girl here who is looking for you. She says that she knows you. And I was like, what? And I look over.
That's my baby daddy.
She's coming right at me. And it's this chick that I had dated, I don't know, 10 years previous.
Oh, she actually knew. I thought this was a ploy.
No, she actually was my ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
I hadn't seen her in a decade. And literally, I didn't even know how to catch up with her. Like, okay, do I pay for your time? So literally, she's giving me a lap dance, and I'm like, so how's your mom?
What?
How's your dad?
That's
how's your brother?
Weird,
dude.
That's weird.
You hired her?
I didn't know how else to talk to her.
That's just a buddy.
She sought you out.
Talk to her like a buddy.
But you can't just, hey, I want to catch up and sit her down. I mean, that's money-making time, right?
Buy her a drink. Don't let her grind on you while you're asking about her mom.
That's good. Buy a drink. Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm taking her away from being able to make money elsewhere in the club just because I want to talk to her.
This is like a Curb Your Enthusiasm scene right here. Just the most awkward ever, and Marcus has no idea how to navigate this situation.
No clue. How
did she receive this interaction?
I think it was fine, but I think it was also awkward. And she goes, you know, the funny thing is, this is not the first time I've seen you around. I guess she saw me on the street one day or whatever. And she goes, I go, how come you didn't say hi? And she goes, I figured I'd finally you in here eventually.
Oh my Jeez. God.
And wait,
did you like get all tingly with her like grinding on you?
No, I mean, you know, emotions came back. I mean, we worked together for 2 or 3 years, easy.
I don't want to go down this road.
What?
Wow.
It's starting to get graphic.
Wow.
What? How is that graphic?
He's asking you if you got a boner.
Oh, is that
hey.
What you, I thought, was that what you were asking?
I didn't
asking?
Say it like that.
Is that what you were,
yes.
I thought he was asking me if my fee wings
no,
came back.
No, he's not talking about your feelings.
Oh, no. Oh. I wasn't talking about your feelings.
Oh, don't be
no.
gross.
All right.
Now you get it.
We've peaked.
Have right. we?
That was a good story, though. Thank you for sharing. I hadn't heard that.
That's a true story.
Yeah. Thank you.
At any rate.
I have to go take a shower.
Okay.
You guys, thanks for joining us on the podcast. We'll be back next week. And by the way, topics welcome. If you all read anything, want to hear about anything, or if we should elaborate on anything else, let us know. You can all, what should they do? You know what? DM us on Instagram at Marcus and Corey. You can catch us individually. It's Marcus D.
Corey Foley, CoreyFoley.
Radio Jason D on IG.
We'll talk to y'alls next week. Thank you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.